We're doing in Yaakov, we're on page Mem in the standard editions, page Peches in the Gemara Shabbos. The letter is Nun Tet in the in Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonatan, Mai Dichtiv. What is the verse teaching us when it says in the Song of Songs, Libavtini Achoti Chala, my sister, my beloved, my bride, you have brought me close. You have excited me. Libavtini be'achat me'einayich. You excite me with just one of your eyes. When you look at me with one of your eyes, so you just look, and I see that eye looking at me, and I get so excited, I almost lose control of myself. Why is he talking about one eye? People have two eyes. So the Gemara says, "Batchila nachat meinaych." It all started when you said the right thing. It was like looking at me with one eye. You said, "I'll do it. I accept." Na'aseh v'nishma lecheshetasi. And then, if you really do what you promised, if you live up to it, so then bishtei einaych. Then it'll be both your eyes that excite me. Right now, that's why the pasuk describes it as, you look at me with one eye, and you got me all excited. Why only one eye? Because you're not yet looking at me with both eyes. You've only made a promise so far. You've said, we accept. Na'aseh v'nishma. And Hashem is indicating in the song, or Shlomo HaMelech is indicating in the song, when you look at me with both your eyes, in other words, when you live up to your promises, then I'll be even more excited. And we didn't. That's the problem. We didn't. Amar Ula, Ula's taught, Aluva kala, how brazen is that kala? Mizana mitoch upata, that she's at the chuppah, and the chasan is busy talking to someone, and she turns around and grabs a lover and says, "Let's go make out. He's not looking now." You're at the chuppah right now. That's Am Yisrael. You're at Sinai. Hashem is giving the Torah. He's sending the Luchos. The receiving of the Torah is like the engagement between Am Yisrael and Hashem. And we take a golden calf and say, let's get all excited over another force and say that force is really the one responsible for all the good things that happened to us, and turn their back on the Ten Commandments. So Hashem forewarned us. He said, I'm excited, but I know it's not a done deal. Now it's all talk. And the fact of the matter is, the Gemara says, we never lived up to the other end. We destroyed it before we got there. Amarula, we just saw that. Amar Rav Mari berade bat Shmuel. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So the story is, Shmuel's daughter was abducted, and the person who abducted her decided to convert and ultimately married her. And she was already, I think, pregnant, if I remember correctly. And that's why the child is always called the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Afterwards, she married him, and he became a fine person. But initially, she became pregnant, I think, before he converted. And afterwards, he brought her back, and he converted, and then he married her. I don't remember the details of the story right now. So Rav Mari is called the son of the daughter of Shmuel. He doesn't get the title of his father. So Rav Mari says, Me'eikira, what pasuk indicates this concept? That's the continuation. It says in the Song of Songs, Adshe ha-melech bimsibo nirdi natan reicho. The king was at the party, and my perfume gave out. I stopped giving off the good smell. Nirdi natan reicho. My perfume turned rotten, and suddenly I was giving off a foul smell. So that's the metaphor for how we were at the wedding and we stopped giving off a good smell. In other words, we stopped being such a wonderful partner to Hashem. We were traitors. Amarav v'adayin chavivutai gaban dichtiv natan velo katav yisriach. He says, pay attention, the pasuk uses a gentle term. The pasuk is telling us, we weren't the best. On the other hand, the pasuk says it lovingly. He doesn't say my perfume turned rotten, turned foul, but rather natan reicho. It gave up its good smell. So use a gentle term for saying you stink. It doesn't say it that way, right? It says in a gentle way. The perfume stopped giving off the good smell, which is another way of saying you stink. But the pasuk doesn't say it that way, and that's what Rav says. You see, the pasuk is indicating that the love is still there. We didn't do what we were supposed to, and Hashem still doesn't spell it out. Now that gives us an insight as to what it means to love someone. We don't always have to catch the person. I got a question through Messenger. Someone asked, I don't know who the person asking the question is. They said, they discovered that their child is SMSing on Shabbos. So, should they find a way, without telling the child directly, to make sure to tell the child, you know, I expected better from you. So I asked that they tell the parent back. I said, I think sometimes it's better the child doesn't know you know. Let the child do his own tshuva if he can. If he's already done it for months and months and he's down this road and I'm not sure you're going to succeed. It's part of his life. He's addicted. You have to think of it as an addiction and think how to help him get off it. If he's just started doing it, then I think you have to find a way to deal with it without his knowing you did it. I told him, when I once was walking down the hall and students of mine were on the computer doing things they shouldn't be doing, I ran away. Because if I would walk in or if they would come out of the room and see me there, so then they'd be embarrassed. They'd lose face. If they lost face, then you ruin their self-image. When you ruin a person's self-image, how do they grow in Torah? In order for a person to grow in Torah, they have to feel like they're positive. If I feel like you view me as a positive person, then I have to live up to that. But if a parent tells his child or indicates to his child, I know you're Michal Shabbos, I know you're desecrating Shabbos. So what's he telling the child? You're one of those. Well, then the child doesn't have to live up to anything. I said, then that parent will find the child SMSing at the Shabbos table and in shul. Right now, the kid thinks that everyone thinks he's Shomer Shabbos. I would say let him hold on to that image. So it's very often good that the child doesn't feel like we know it. And the Gemara is telling us, we can say things bluntly. If you love a person, then the first thing you think about is it good for them to know that I know? Maybe the best thing is they shouldn't know I know. Part of education is sometimes to turn a blind eye. I didn't see that. I don't want to know they did that. Let them retain their positive self-image. They retain their positive self-image, then they can build themselves. I could help them build. I said, you know, tell him that if it's a new phenomenon, then he can come home and say, I just went to a class, and they said in the class, something which I said this past Yom Kippur and Shul, that there's this new challenge that our youth is having, and that is their cell phones on Shabbos. And that it was recommended in the class that the whole family puts all their cell phones together and shuts them before Shabbos and closes them up so that no one has that temptation. If the cell phone's off and you don't know who's SMSing you, I said, the kid is Shomer Shabbos. He comes from a Shomer Shabbos home. It's not what he wants to do. But when he hears the SMS ringing and no one's in the room, he has a temptation that's hard for him. So instead of letting him know we know, well, then you've ruined his self-image. Then you've pushed him down the hill. Don't. Find an alternate way to help him do tshuva without showing it. And that's provided it's a new phenomenon. The pasuk is telling us, the Gemara is telling us, when you love someone, you firstly think about if to show them you know, and if you have to say it, you say it in a loving way. There's a loving way to tell someone. You're going to send sometimes that your kids need a shower, that they have bad breath. If you love someone, you don't tell them, hey, you have bad breath. You don't tell them, hey, buddy, come near me after you've showered. You find a nice way to say it. Natan Reicho. The Gemara says, here we see Hashem's love. He didn't say it bluntly. He said it gently.